trying to draw a distinction between Gzeilus v'Chavolos and Hadaros v'Avos. That whereas Gzeilus v'Chavolos require a Bezdin of Shlosha and Mumchim, Hadaros v'Avos require a Bezdin of Shlosha but don't require Mumchim. Why do they require Mumchim? Rabbi Avo explains, Rabbi Mar explains according to his Shita, that it's because of a Takana de Rabbanim. That even though Mishpat Echad Yilachem compares Dine Nefashos to Dine Mamanis, that both should need Rish V'Hakira, even Dine Mamanis, Kedei Shlo Tinal Delos B'Fnei Lov and Chazal V'Oker, the Dine of Rish V'Hakira B'Dine Mamanis. So the Gemara implies that the same is true regarding Mumchim. That Hadaos V'Avos do not require Mumchim, Kedei Shlo Tinal Delos B'Fnei Lov. That's the reason. They still require Shlosha, because we're not afraid of Ne'ilas Delos B'Fnei Lov. If Hadaos V'Avos, which still require Shlosha, if they require Mumchim, so then people are not going to lend money because they're afraid they won't be able to get the money back, they won't be able to be Toveim and Bezna, because if you Mumchim, it's complicated. So that's why Chazal will Oker Mumchim. We pointed out last time that the Gemara in Gittin seems to give a different reason for this halacha. The Gemara in Gittin says that Rav Yosef was Ma'asagi, that he was forcing people to give Gittin. Different situations where he felt that it was appropriate for the husband to give a get, but the husband didn't want to give a get. So he forced him to give a get. So Abaye asked him, how can that be? How can you force the husband to give a get? You're not a samach, you're not a mumchen. Mumchen means mumchen. And the pasuk says, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lefeim lefeim v'lo lefeim v'dekochav lefeim v'lo lefeim hedyotos. So if you're not mumchen, istama, you can't force someone to do anything.
It's wrong.
Okay. So he says, we do the shlichus of the mumchim, of the smuchim. We do the hava, ahodos valvos. Avdinan shlichusayu, we do the shlichus of the mumchim. I'm not a mumchim, I'm not a samach, but I can do the shlichus of the samach, so therefore I can be kofa as well. Just like hodos valvos, hayotos can judge hodos valvos, even though in a Torah you should require a smuchim. So how can they judge? Rav Yosef seems to be saying, Abdina Shlichusayim, we're doing the Shlichus of the Smuchim. So it seems to be a stir. Right? There seem to be a number of questions that emerge from the Gemara and Gittin. Three questions we asked, right? First of all, what's the reason Hodos Valvos don't require Smuchim, Hedyotos of Kosher? Is it because of Ne'ilas Deles, or is it because of Abdina Shlichusayim? Secondly, what does Abdina Shlichusayim mean? What does Shlichusayim mean? What kind of a Shlichus is this? We do the Shlichus of the Smuchim. The Smuchim have long ago passed away. If they passed away long ago, how can they create a Shlichus to the Hedyotos that are living now? And the third and final question is, in situations where you actually do require Smuchim, like by Gzeilus v'Chavolos, as the Gemara in Gittin continues, Gzeilus v'Chavolos do require Smuchim, Agimara said that Gzeilus v'Chavolos requires smuchim. What's the marker that Gzeilus v'Chavolos requires smuchim? The Gemara in Gittin, you get the impression it's from lifneim v'lo lifnei hedyotos. Lifneim. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lifneim. From Agimara, you seem to get the impression that Gzeilus v'Chavolos requires smuchim. Why? From which word? I'm sorry? Elohim? Plus a zimni, right? So what is the marker that Gzeilus v'Chavolos requires smuchim? Three kashas. What's the marker that Hedyotos can judge Hodos Valvos? Is it Avdinan Shlichusayu or is it Takana Kedesh Latino Dos B'Fnei Lovin? What does Shlichusayu mean? What kind of a Shlichus can there be? And thirdly, what's the marker that Gzeilus v'Chavolos do require Mumchim? Is it from Lifneim or is it from Elohim? Three kashas. So the first answer that we gave yesterday is that maybe Hainu Hach, maybe Taka, There really are two reasons that are both needed. Maybe Avdina Shlichusayu and Kedesh Latino Dos B'Fnei Lovin are both required. Why? As we suggested, maybe Kedesh Latino Dos B'Fnei Lovin is the Tama Takana. That's why Chazal made the Takana that Hedyotos can judge Hodos Valvos. But the question is, what's the mechanism? So for that, you need Avdina Shlichusayu. So it's not kind of interesting. The Ran, who has a whole dissertation on this Sugya, Ran asks all these kashas. And he starts, so it's like a sheer chloe in the Ran. If you look at the Ran, I know it's not the first mocha we had, but I think it's the mocha that really fleshes out the whole sugya the most. This is on page. Which page in the Ran? Page Gimel in the Ran. He's a vehicle of made a ktuva in the Arminim of Perakam Agari. She quotes the whole Gemara in Gittin. So, you know, you read the Gemara again, you can read through the Ran. It should take you about a minute. So then the Ran says, V'hocha yiga tamiya tuva. There are many kashas over here. So he asks the kasha that's not related to... It's part of the sugya, but we're going to skip his first kasha. But then he says, V'ho, the hosta mash for the tami... Two different reasons why hodos v'avos don't require smuchin. That's kasha number one that we asked. That's the Rav's kasha. Says the Rav, v'leka l'meimer de tarvayu tzricha. Don't tell me that you need both reasons. That one causes the other. Because of the ilas deles, we're going to do shlichusayu of the smuchin. The Rav suggests such an answer, and he rejects it. Why does he reject it? He says, "Devada ki echad the bedrisha v'hakira lo tzricha na time of the avdina shlichusayu." No one says avdina shlichusayu by drisha v'hakira. Av bishaosin shaloki din Torah legamri. Even though we're going against the Torah, pasuk mishpat echad yolachem tells me that dinei mamonis require drisha v'hakira. Kedesh lotin al dasach lavo, we're going to be okay drisha v'hakira. No one mentions shlichusayu regarding that takana. Says the Rav. What do I need shlichus sayu here for? I have a takona. Takona the rabban. Just like by drisha v'chakira, no one mentioned shlichus sayu. So too by mumchin. No one. We shouldn't need shlichus sayu. The takona the rabban should be enough. That's how the Rav puts it. And basically, what's the Rav saying? Our Gemara doesn't mention anything about shlichus sayu. So why should I assume that it's necessary? Why should I assume it's necessary? Gemara Gittin sounds like it's necessary. Midi dehava haldos valvos. I know our Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara Gittin does say it. It's a little strange, right? The Ram says, our Gemara doesn't mention anything about it, and you know, we're not only talking about mumchim here, we're talking about drisha v'chakira. Regarding drisha v'chakira, we don't seem to need shlichusayah, so why regarding mumchim should we need shlichusayah? But the Gemara Gittin mentions it. The Ram suggests this idea that maybe you need both points, both Kadesh Lotinal Das with Elov and Enshlichusayu. But he rejects it because he says from the Mashmos of Agamar it sounds like you don't need that. But once you see any Rishon saying Vilekala Meimar, so the bells should be going off in your head, there should be light bulbs going off in your head, that look in other Rishonim and see maybe other Rishonim Takadu say this. So we actually found that there are Rishonim who say this. That's the Rashi Ben Gittin. Right? The sheet that the Ran rejected is the Rashban Gittin. That's what we mentioned yesterday. The Rashban Gittin just, you know, very simply says, Hainu Hach. Ha'adina shlichusayu b'nosa d'shchicha. So the Rashba, v'ikr t'ayma d'adina shlichusayu, mishum shlo t'inol d'alz b'fnei lovin, k'di isa b'sanhedrin. The Rashba links the two sugyas. He says you can't take them in a vacuum. You can't take the Gemara and Gittin separately from the Sanhedrin. They're working in tandem. They can't contradict each other. So maybe the answer is, I know how. One is the Tamatakana, one is the Gether Atakana. The Tamatakana is the Shalotin Odos and Eloven. For that reason, Chazal, Munasak, and Odos, Vavos do not require Smuchim. But what's the Gether Atakana? How does it work? Just stop? Chazal is going to say we break the rules, the Torah doesn't exist? No. Avdina Shlichusayu. They say that the hedyodos can be the shluchim of the smuchim. And if they're the shluchim of the smuchim, then it's as if the smuchim are judging over here. Think about it. It's like a shlichus. Right? It's as if the smuchim are judging. If the mishaleach makes the shliach a bar hachi, he gives him koach to do something for him, to do gittin, to do kiddushin, etc., to judge it in Torah, so then it's as if the smuchim are judging themselves. Now, keep in mind, the smuchim didn't actually make these hegyotos shluchim, right? They didn't appoint them, they didn't live at the same time. But that's the point, that Chazal make it ki'ilu there's a shlichus. Even though there really was no shlichus, they make it ki'ilu there's a shlichus, and that can be the mechanism to explain why the hegyotos can judge hodos v'avos. Okay, this is what the Rashba and Gittin suggested. We mentioned last time that the Maram felt that this is what Tosfos holds as well. Tosfos, right here in Sanhedrin and Davgia. Okay, let's see this Tosfos together. I want to look at it together. Shlotinol Dals B'nei Lovin. The Tosis is going to go through all the cases, the different cases of Dinei Mamonos, to figure out where is there a chashash of Ne'ilat Nos, where is there not. So by Hodos Vavos, we know there is a chashash of Ne'ilat Nos. Says Tosis, Gzelos v'chavolos, v'ksubas isha, v'irushos, umatanos, v'kulunami lo v'imaj risha v'chakira, k'deshatinol delos v'fnei gazlam. Tosis said Ne'ilat Nos applies to Gzelos v'chavolos too. It's not lo tin odelas if they love him, it's tin odelas if they gazlanim. That the gazlanim are going to say, look, if you don't require a mumchim to judge this din Torah, I'm going to think twice before I steal from someone, because it'll be very easy for him to bring me to Bezdin and to adjudicate and to be motzi mamun for me. Kedesha tin odelas if they gazlanim. That gazlanim would not, they'll think twice before doing a gzela. It's a very interesting spark, because I think most gazlanim don't think so far. And that's the whole problem. They steal because they don't think so much. If they would have think, they wouldn't steal. But that's what Tosis suggests, right? And maybe the idea of Ne'ilat Nos applies to Gazlanim too. If Tomar says Tosis, asks Tosis, may I time alone Yiboy Mulchem Exes V'Chavolos Kemal B'Hodos V'Avolos? Look, you want to tell me that Ne'ilat Nos applies to Gazlanim, and based on that, will knock out the requirement of Yishuv HaChira? So maybe Exes V'Chavolos shouldn't require Mulchem either? Min haTorah it should require mumchen just like hodos v'alvos, but min the rabbanah maybe we should be oker mumchen by gzeilas v'chavolos too, not just drisha v'chakira. Kadesh tinol delos v'fnei gazlanim. Let's be oker everything. Let's be oker drisha v'chakira. Let's be oker mumchen too. Yesh Lomer says Tosis b'legavi mumchen lo shayach l'meichashvei k'mozeh. The b'chashoshim u'edas adam nimna melahalvos l'chavero im lo yimtze dayonim mizumanim libvos chovo. By Hodos Valvos is the concern that if you need Mumchim, he's not going to want to lend to someone. You need Drish V'Hakira, you need Mumchim, either one, it's going to prevent the Malvin from wanting to lend money. Because he wants it to be easy to get his money back. Abugzelos V'Chavolos, Yodea HaGazlan Shiatriya Chanigzal Achar HaMumchim Ad Shiyim Tzalodun Im HaGazlan. The Gazlan is not going to steal just because you need Mumchim. If you need Drisha V'Chakira, so then the Gazlan might say, it's going to be harder for him to get Edim that are going to match up. The Edim have to match up seven Drishas V'Chakira, seven questions, Betzman and Mokum. That's tough. So the Gazlan will say, since it's tough, I'll steal because, I'm not going to get caught anyway. Even if I get caught, they won't be able to take me to Bezdin. They'll take me to the Bezdin. The Edim are not going to match up. I'm not going to be Chayiv. But Mumchim just means you need certain Dayanim to judge the case. Okay, it might be a little bit harder to get Mumchim, but the Nigzel is going to try his hardest. The Nigzel will try his hardest to try to get Edim, will try to get Dayanim. So Dayanim will get, but Edim, the Edim have to match up. That's not in the hands of the Nigzel. The Edim have to match up. That means the Bezin is going to ask them questions. They might not match up properly. So if you need Drisha V'Chakira, then the Gazlan is going to be convinced that, well, maybe it pays to steal because I'm not going to be able to be tripped up anyway because maybe the Edom are not going to match up. But just because the Nigzal has to get Mumchim, if we're going to still require Mumchim, the Gazlan is not going to say, maybe he won't get Mumchim. He knows that the Nigzal is going to work so hard. So by Gzelas v'Chavolos, according to the first name, tells us there's a split. Okay? Kadesha Tinol Delos v'Fnei Gazlanim, you don't need Drisha V'Chakira, but you still need Mumchim. That's Terex number one in Tosfos. Okay, so far so good. Well, Yesh Lomer says Tosfos, Gzelos v'Chavolos nami bo drisha v'chakira, v'lo m'matina nela hodos v'alvos. Maybe Taka Gzelos v'Chavolos not only require mumchim, but even drisha v'chakira. Maybe the takon of Ne'ilat Nos doesn't apply to Gzelos b'chlal. B'chlal? The idea of tinel delos b'fnei gazlonim? No. Even if you require drisha v'chakira, even if you require mumchim, Doesn't matter. It's not going to affect the situation. So because it's not going to affect the situation, so therefore you require both. You require both Drisha V'Chakira and Mumchim by Gzelos V'Chavolos. Okay, so there are two deis in Tosis about what? Again, let's chazer over. Whether Gzelos V'Chavolos b'zman hazeh, after the takonas chazal of Kadesh Lotin Odeles, whether Gzelos V'Chavolos require what? Drisha V'Chakira. Right? According to both Deis and Tosfos, Gzelos v'Chavolos still require Mumchim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that they require Mumchim. Right? But the question is, did Chazal repeal Drisha v'Chakira by Gzelos v'Chavolos? Those are the two Deis and Tosfos. Okay? So far, so good?
Good.
So then Tosis gets involved in side questions now. There's a steer in the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak. Do dinei mamonos require drisha v'chakir? Do they not? So Rava says, kan behodos v'alvos, kan bedinei knosis. So why do you say kan bedinei knosis? If you tell me, like the second day in Tosfos, that gzeilos v'chavolos require drisha v'chakira, but tell me, kan behodos v'alvos, kan gzeilos v'chavolos. Gzeilos v'chavolos also require drisha v'chakira. So it says Tosfos, lav dafka dinei knosis kama, the gzeilos v'chavolos kare luhu nami knosis. Gzeilos v'chavolos are also called knosos. That bar really means gzeilos v'chavolos and knosos all together. B'chod ha'machta. Hodos v'avos do not require drisha v'chakira, but gzeilos v'chavolos and knosos they do require drisha v'chakira. Gzeilos v'chavolos, knosos means gzeilos v'chavolos. The Tosfos gives a gemara on Daki Gimel Amud Beis that shows that sometimes the gemara refers to gzeilos v'chavolos as knosos. The gzeilos v'chavolos kari luhu nami knosos. K'dashkech on the kamon, gabishol molehu vatlu dinei knosos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was most nefesh to be somech his talmidim, to give smicha to his talmidim. The Gemara says, "El molehu, not for him, batlu dinei knosos." What does it mean, batlu dinei knosos? Batlu all of the halachos that require smuchim. You wouldn't be able to judge anything that requires smuchim, like knosos. Is knosos the only thing that requires smuchim, that requires mumchim? No, gzeilos v'chavolos also requires mumchim. So you see that the term knosos sometimes refers to gzeilos v'chavolos too. Knosos is just a catch-all of things that require mumchim. Gzeilos v'chavolos can be included in that as well, says Tosfos. Okay? Mari b'chol hanu d'boi shlosha mumchim. Comes Tosfos. He comes full circle now. So we've discussed what gzeilos v'chavolos require drisha v'chakira, but one thing is for sure, gzeilos v'chavolos definitely require what? Mumchim. Miu, says Tosfos, the same line as the first line. So this isha, the irushos, the matonos, the nizkeshar b'shar, havi b'chlal hodos v'avos, v'chol hanu de maskinim b'achovel, da avdinan shlichusay v'govenos v'bavel v'lo Zelos v'chavolos require mumchim b'ksubas isha, and irushos, and matonos, these are all b'chlal hodos v'avos. They're all b'chlal cases that the Gemara Bava Kama says, avdinan shlichusayu, we're gove even the bavel. In bavel there are no smuchim, as we described, right? A samach could move to bavel. He can visit bavel. Then there will be a samach in bavel. But generally speaking, there are no smuchim in bavel. Avdina Shlichosah tells me that hedyotos can judge cases in bavel in place of the smuchim, but only cases that are Shrichi, right? If it's a milsad the shrichi, then they can judge, like the Gemara in Gittin says, Gittin and Bava Kama, same thing. So hodos, valvos, and yerushas, and matonos, and ksubas isha, these are all shrichi. So even though you need, maybe you should need mumchim and atara for these cases too, avdina shlichosayu, and hedyotos can judge these cases in Bava, because they're cases that are shrichi. So what does it sound like? What, gzeilos? Gzeilos are shchichi or not shchichi? Can you judge them in bavel or not? Avdinon shlichosayu shetam, even if gzeilos require mumchim, you can judge them in bavel. But the impression you get from Tosfos is what? The gzeilos are not shchichi. The Gemara Bava Kama seems to say gzeilos are not shchichi. All the list of cases he gave are shchichi. So you can do shlichus in bavel, shlichusayu, avdinon. We can judge, hedyodos can judge in bavel in place of the mumchim, but it sounds like gzeilos are not shchichi. We're lo avdina shlichusayah by gzeilos. So that's what prompts Tosfos to ask his final question. There are many segments of the Tosfos, but it's all along the same lines. We're all trying to figure out which cases require mumchim, which cases don't require mumchim. V'im tomar v'ha'ashkam v'kamadutin sheyodonim v'bavel gzeilos v'chavalos. There are many cases in the Gemara which indicate that gzeilos v'chavolos, they were judging in bavel. Sounds like they must be shchichi. You do require mumchim for gzeilos v'chavolos, yet we're judging them in bavel based on shlichusayu. Must be that gzeilos v'chavolos is shchiach, because the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Gittin set forth that the only time we do shlichusayu is if it's shchiach. So gzeilos and chavolos are milsud lo shchichi, then we wouldn't judge them. And yet the Gemara in Bava Kama says that they were judging gzeilos v'chavolos in bavel. Perak beis de bava kama gabe hahugavra de bona apadna kil kolosa de yasmi. Some guy built a mansion on the Ashba, right, on the ruins of the Islam, was their property. Zelus, he stole the property, he built his own house there. The Chonan Bisha, the Tokel of the Chavrei, Chonan Bisha blew, he screamed into someone's ear. He damaged him. You see that by Zelus and Chavalos, we're judging in Bavel. How can that be? Sounds like Zelus and Chavalos shouldn't be Shchiach. The Shlomo says, Taisfis, the Bechol Hanu, Efshe Shadachu Zezeh, Ayyadei de Tafsi. Maybe they grabbed from each other. They were toe-faced payment. The person who was injured by Chonan Bisha, he was toe-faced payment. The Yisomim were toe-faced payment. He said, let's go to Eretz Yisrael to judge the din. They pushed each other. Normally we wouldn't judge Gzelus and Bava because it's not Shchiach, but if they pushed each other into a situation where they if they force our hand, so then maybe we will judge Gzelus. A normal situation, if it's a Milsad Lo Shchicha, we won't judge Gzelus based on Shlichus Sayu. But if they force him, then we will judge. Okay, according to the first day, really Gzelus is not Shchiach, but there are certain extenuating circumstances where we will judge Gzelus even in Bava, even though we don't have Smuchim. The Yesh Mefarshim, but there's the final answer of Taisviz. Dafka Gzelus she'al yedei chavolos, kemo de misu beitrei, umochu ha'adodi ha'chetok yefechar ve'golzelos chaveiro, dechahai gavna lo Shchiach lo avdina shlichusayu. When does the Gemara Bava Kama say that lo avdinu shlichusayu by gzelos? That's gzelos she'al yedei chavolos. That's gzelos as a result of the fact that they're beating each other up, and by beating each other up, then they steal from each other, right? They beat each other up, and then one grabs from the other. That kind of gzelos is not shchiach. What, they're going to first have a fight, and then they're going to steal? There are two things that have to happen that we can't imagine B'nai Torah would be involved in. Can't imagine that people are going to do. It's not so common that that happens. That's the case of gzelos, which are not shchiach, that we're not going to judge in Bavel. But says Tosfos, normal, regular gzelos, that people steal from each other, that's not such a strange case. It's not that it came as a result of a fight. Regular gzelos may be ashchiach. So even if regular gzelos require mumchim, but they are shchiach, so we'll do shlichus sayim, and we'll judge them even in Bavel. So there are two days in Tosfos where the gzelos are shchiach. Will we judge stam gzelos in Bavel? The Gemara in Bava Kama says that we're not going to judge Gzelus and Bava. So the question is, what does that mean? Does that indicate that generally Gzelus are not Shchiach? And we're not going to judge Gzelus unless what? Unless our hand is forced. Unless there's a Tfisa, right? Unless the two parties force each other. Or should we say, no, regular Gzelus really are Shchiach. Gzelus shal yedei chavolos, that's lo Shchiach, and that we're not going to judge in Bava. Okay, that's Tosfos. That's as far as we need. To be mashed on the rest of yourself. What emerges from this Tosfos? Zok the Maran. See from this Tosfos that he assumed that Shlichusayu and Ne'ilas Deles are working together. Because Tosfos is going on Agimara, Shlotil Deles B'tei Lovin. He starts off by discussing whether there is Ne'ilas Deles by Gazlonim, right? By Gzelas V'chavolas. Then he comes around to say that all the situations which should require Mumchim, but yet we judge them in Bavel, that's based on Avdina Shlichusayu. So I don't understand. You started by saying it's based on Shlotinol Das Befei Lovin, then you say it's based on Shlichusayu. Talk to Maram, you see clearly, like the Rashba and Gittin, that the two are working together. You can see the Lashon of the Maram. The time of the Ne'ilas Deles, the time of the Shlichusayu Avdina, Tarvayu Chad Taimahu. It's one reason. The Mimidi this Ben Ne'ilas Deles to go to Shchichi, the Isbuchis are in kids, Avdina Shlichusayu, the Mumchim, the Donin Osam. Apilu Shena Mumchim, Bain Beret Yisrael, Bain Bebavel. That's the Maran. He points out Ian's Rashi, that Rashi on Daf Gimel Aveis doesn't sound like that. Rashi is a little complicated. We're not going to do it together, but it's a very important Rashi. Rashi seems to distinguish, to say that the two halachas are really separate, but Tosfos seems to put them together, like the Rashi. Okay? Questions? Yes?
just curious, what does Rosh Chodesh have to do with Shavuos Ayin working or not?
Lo Shchiya generally means that it's a takana de Rabbana. Right? Takana de Rabbana. Chazal never made a gzera, didn't make a takana, but also the Lo Shchiya. So if it's Lo Shchiya, it makes sense that Chazal would not make a takana in such a case. So if you say that this is all a takana de Rabbana, because they shall tell us with Neilavin, so then that would explain. That we'll use Shlichusayu only in Milsa de Shchiya, because Chazal wouldn't make such a takana if it wouldn't be Shchiya. Okay. This yisod, the yisod of Tosus and the Rashba, that Avdina Shlichusayu and Kvei Shalotimu are really working together, so that can answer the second question too. Second question we had is, how does Shlichusayu work? How can the Smuchim make Shluchim out of people who weren't living at the same time? The answer is, it's all a Takanas Chachamin. Chazal say that we treat it as if there's a Shlichus. Is it a real Shlichus? No, but it's a Takana de Rabbana. So Chazal say, the nature of the takon is that we treat it as if there's a shlichus. We allow there to be a shlichus, even though me'ikar adin, there really shouldn't be a shlichus over here. What gives the Chachamim the koach to say this? What gives the Chachamim the koach to make this takon? What's the principle? Hefker bezen hefker, exactly. Hefker bezen hefker, like the Ran alludes to, he mentions this idea. Hefker bezen hefker. That's what gives the Chachamim the koach to make the takana de Rabbanim. And the nature of the takana, the mechanism, is that they say it's ke'ilu there's a shlichus over here. The impression you get from the Rashba and Tosis is that shlichusayu is a din de Rabbanim. Right? Avdinan shlichusayu is a din de Rabbanim. It works. Mishum lo tino delos v'fei lovin. Kedesh lo tino delos v'fei lovin. That's the impression you get from the Rashba from Tosfos. If you look in the Nesivos, the first Nesivos HaMishpat, very first Amish Siman Aleph Sukkot Aleph, Nesivos says he doesn't think that it's the Rabbanim. He does think that Shlichusayu and Kedesh Shalotin Odos with Eleven are working together. They're working in tandem. Nesivos does agree to that, but he says I don't think Avdina Shlichusayu is the Rabbanim. He has different rayas to that. We'll get to the rayas later. But let's just first get the sheet of the Nesivos. Page 3 in the handout. Hinei behoda avdina shlichusayu mashma me'asha shurak d'rabbonim. And Nesivos concedes that from the Loshon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it sounds like it's d'rabbonim kadesh lo t'dekam mishim ne'ilas delas. Now notice, the Nesivos already is putting shlichusayu together with ne'ilas delas, like the Rishonim, like Tosis, like the Maram's Tosis and Rav Gimel, like the Rashba and Gittin. So he submits that the two are working together. But he says, if the two are working together, and the Gemara says it's Kadesh Lo Tino Das V'Fei Lovin, it sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbanim. Ulufiyani is nice, he's up in the sea, he's near the Be'emes, who Nidaraisa. It's really a Din D'Raisa. Rakshanimsa La Chachamim. This is a Din D'Raisa that's given over to the Chachamim to determine when it applies. Dr. Nesivos, this is really, Avdina Shlichusa, it's really a Din D'Raisa. He hasn't told us what the kosev is. He hasn't told us what the din daraisa is, what the mokar is. But he says shlichusayu is a din daraisa. But the chacham have the ability to determine when it applies. V'lo osu osonu l'shluchim rak b'mokom de'ika ne'ilas delas. So the nesivos, ne'ilas delas is the principle that shows us where the chachamim determined that the din daraisa should apply. He says, I think shlichusayu must be a din daraisa, and he's going to have two different rayas that we'll get to later. Different rayas that it has to be a din daraisa, because if it were only the Rabbanan, we can't understand how it can apply in such a broad way. I from the Loshon of the Gemara, it sounds like it's only a takana de Rabbanan, so says the Nesivos. No, it's not that it's a takana de Rabbanan, it's really a din daraisa, but the Chachamim have the ability to determine where the din daraisa applies. Now what kind of a strange bird is that? It's really a din daraisa, but the Pasuk gave a koach of the Chacham to determine where the din daraisa applies. If it's a din daraisa, then the Chacham have a koach to determine the parameters of the din. If it's a din daraisa, then the Torah should determine the parameters of the din. What does that mean? The truth is, we find other examples of this. We find other examples where something is a din daraisa, but we find in the Rishonim that they have a lashon that lo masar nakosav ela lachachamim, that the Torah gave the Chacham the right to determine the parameters, to determine the limitations, to determine how broad the halacha is. The Moshul, we know that there's an Isra of Malacha and Chol HaMoed. not only is Yom Tov Asa Ba'asiyas Malacha, and Yom Tov has certain heterim that Shabbos doesn't have, but Chol HaMoed is also Asa Ba'asiyas Malacha. People think Chol HaMoed is a Yom Chol. It's not. It's a Chol HaMoed, right? It's a mixture, it's a hybrid. So there is an Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed, but we know that there are special heterim. Davar Ha'avein, and Tzorach HaMoed, and Tzorachei Rabim, a different heterim. So first, Nancy, you look at this situation, you see there's an Issa Malacha, but there are heterim. So what kind of impression does that give you? The whole Issa Malacha must only be Rabbanan, right? That's what some Rishonim say. It's Midah Rabbanan. Because if it were Daraisa, then how can you have all these exceptions, these different kulas, these different heterim? Chazal have an ability to institute different kulas. If it's Daraisa, hey Mamra v'hey Mamra. If it's a din Daraisa, and these kulas are not mentioned in the Torah itself, so what's the mocker? What's the mocker to say that there are these kulas? Comes the Sefer HaChinuch, and some other Rishonim would say, no, maybe the Issa Malacha and Chalamai really is a din Daraisa. Just like on Yom Tov. Aye, but yet we have all these kulas. L'masara n'akosav ela l'chachamim, to determine where the Issa and Chol HaMoed applies, where the Issa Malacha applies. Maybe this is another example where Chazal have the koach to determine the parameters of the Issa, but the Issa really is a din d'oraisa. Similarly, we know that on Yom Kippur there are chamisha inuyim, right? There are five isurim that one is not allowed to do. Right? Achila and shesia, five activities. Achila and Shesia, Nila Sasandal, Tasha Shamita, Sicha and Rechitza. Right, I get all. Achila Shesia, Rechitza, Sicha, Nila Sasandal, Tashmish, Hamita. Achila and Shesia go together. Okay? Five Inuyim. Are those Daraisa or are those Darabona? So Achila and Shesia, everyone holds our Daraisa. Vinisim is Nafsho Sechem, that means Achila and Shesia. Question is the other Inuyim, the Shari Inuyim, are they Darabona or are they Daraisa? Some Rishonim say, look, there are psukim that the Gemara in Yuma mentions in the last parak. The question is, are those psukim to be taken literally? Are those makoros that the Shari Nuyim are also Daraisa? Or are those just an asmachta bi'alma? What do you think? So the problem is the Gemara in Yuma says that there are certain dispensations. Let's say a person's clothes are dirty. Excuse me, let's say a person's hands are dirty, right? Let's say a person's hands are dirty, so then he's allowed to be rochitz. Right? If he has chatotin berosha, let's say he has some kind of scabs in his head, so then he's allowed to do sicha. That's not a sicha l'shem tainug, that's not a rechitza l'shem tainug, that's not for enjoyment, that's mutter on Yom Kippur. So why should that be mutter? If you say rechitza and sicha are osur min haTorah, so how can you have a dispensation? So some Rishonim say that's the mokor, that's the raya, that it must only be the rabbanim. Comes the Ran on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph and Dapi Arif and Yuma and says, no, they're psukim. If they're psukim, it's got to be Daraisa. If it's got to be Daraisa, how can you say Mishiyesh l'chatot and Berosh u'zach chidakov v'choshesh? How can you say someone whose hands are dirty can wash his hands regularly? Because the Ran, really, the Sharinuim are Daraisa. But on the Saran HaKosav, Ela l'chachamim, to determine when they apply. And Chazal say that they only apply l'shem tainug. If you do these activities for enjoyment, then they're aser on Yom Kippur. If it's not l'shem tainug, then they're mutter. That's not a raya that they're only midrabanan. No, that's just Chazal's determination. Right? The pasuk gave Chazal the ability to determine what the parameters of the halacha are, but it's really a din d'oraisa. Yeshiva seems to be saying that there's a similar halacha that applies to this din of Shlichusai. Shlichusai was really a din daraisa, he says. It's a din daraisa. Maybe as we move along, we'll figure out what the mokar is for that din daraisa. But he says Shlichusai was really a din daraisa. I, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, sounds like it's a takana drabbanik neshalotinu delos b'fnei lovin. Zokta Yeshiva's, no, it's not a takana drabbanik. It's the Chazal were given the koach to determine where that din daraisa applies. So they say that where there's an inyan of ne'ilas deles, then the din daraisa applies. If there's no inyan of ne'ilas deles, then the din daraisa is not going to apply. Okay? But Zokta Nesivis, Avdina Shlichosayu really is a din daraisa. Really is a din daraisa. And Shlichosayu and ne'ilas deles are working together. They're working together. Wherever there's a concern of ne'ilas deles, then Chazal say that the din daraisa of Shlichusayu is going to apply. Okay. So this is the first approach that I speak. It's the first approach that blends into two, right? That breaks into two. that Shlichosayu and Kedei Shaltinu does what they love and are working together. But the question is Shlichosayu within the Raisa? The Ilus Delos is just the reason why the Chachamim are going to determine that Shlichosayu applies in certain cases. Well, no. The Ilus Delos is the reason why Chazal were misakin the din, they were misakin the special takana of Avdino Shlichosayu. Comes the Ran and suggests a totally different approach in the Sugya. The Ran starts to split between Shlichosayu and the concept of the Ilus Delos. Let's all turn to the Ran. This is really a very beautiful, a very eye-opening Ran. Every Ran is eye-opening. This is very special. Let's see this Ran inside again. Here on page Gimel in the Chiddush HaRan. Three kashas. Now keep in mind, according to the Nesivos and the Rashi, we haven't answered the final kasha. Why you need both Elohim and its name, right? We haven't talked about that kasha. We should back up before we get to the Ran. The Ran begins by trying to answer that third kasha. So how would the Rashba and the Nesivos answer that third kasha? Right? What's the real mocha that you need mumchen? By Gzeilas v'chavolos. Is it from Elohim or is it from Lifnei? What's the answer to that kasha according to the Rashba, according to Tosis on Dav Gimel? The answer would be Tosis on Dav Beis on a base. Right, we find an answer in the Rishonim to that kasha even before we get to the Ran. We'll get to the Ran in a moment. Let's first see Tosis on that base and the base. This is the answer to the third kasha. The boy nami mumchim tema demash mocha dimimatina and hediyodos mitzvah Elohim who beperak hamagarish memayibul mitzvah lefnei velo lefnei akum velo lefnei hediyodos. That's the third kasha. So according to the Rashba and the Nesivos, we have an answer to the first two kashas. How is Ne'ilas Delos and Shlichosayu working together? Two different things. Right? Either Ne'ilas Delos is the Tama Takana, Shlichosayu is the mechanism of the Takana, or the mechanism of this of the ability for the Hedyodos to judge is Shlichosayu, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Ne'ilas Delos is just the Tam for the Chachamim to determine where that Din D'Oraisa applies. That still leaves the third Kasha. How do we learn that other cases, like Gzeilas V'Chavolos, do require Mumchim? Is it from Elohim or is it from Lifnei? The Shlomer says, "Tois is da'asam ma'atinan mi'lifneim mishum lifneim koi ay Elohim da'acha." Lifneim is the first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Elohim is later pasuk, so one could be going on the other. Lifneim is going on the Elohim of Parshas Shomer. Klomer lifnei hadayara hamavurashim makom acher. One is coming to explain the other, not two makaris. Right, that's the simplest answer. It's a very big chiddush because you have two psukim. Why does the Gemara give two psukim? One is just explaining the other. Why give two psukim? But that's Tosis' first answer, the simple answer. Lifneim is going on the word Elohim in Parashas Shomim. So it really is the same makor, it's not to makor, it's the kasha never really began. It's the simplest answer. So you give that answer, all three questions are answered according to the Rashba, everything is fine. Well, Miu says Tosis, there's a problem. Miu begetin pirish bekonjes mishim bekoya shivim zkeinim aksuvim besov parashas mishpatim sha'olui molahar. Shein Sanhedrin. Pasuk at the end of Parashas Mishpatim says that the Sanhedrin went up to Har Sinai, a little bit up to Har Sinai. Aaron went even further, but the Sanhedrin went up to Har Sinai. Lifneim is going on the Sanhedrin that went up to Har Sinai a little bit. They're not going on the Elohim of Parsha Shom. If Elohim of Parsha Shom is not going on Shivim Ve'echad, you don't need Shivim Ve'echad to judge the Nemamas. So if Lifneim is going on the Shivim Zekeinim, so then it really is a different pasuk. If it is a different pasuk, so then the question comes back: why need two psukim? The near the farish is tosis the begidin linim mili the kfiya ari. The hachi maisi la dabai ashkach the rav yosef of yosef kama asa gitin amalei v'hanan had yodos anan aval elohim v'hanan had yodos anan. From the gemara in gitin it's mashma that the word lifneim is going on kfiya on mili the isui, forcing someone. Aval Elohim lava mili de isimari el bedin ba'alma. Says Taisvis, according to Rashi, that you see clearly Lifneim and Elohim must be two different psukim. Lifneim is not going on Elohim, but it's going on a different group of Dayanim, on the Shivim Zakanim. So then you have to say that the two psukim really are talking about two different issues. So what issues are they talking about? Says Taisvis, Elohim is talking about the Etzem Hadin of Gzeilas V'Chavolos. Lifneim is talking about the kfir, the isui, the concept of kfir, that you need mumchim for kfir. Why is Lifneim talking about kfir? Where do you see isui, kfir from Lifneim? What are you putting before them? What are you putting? Shulchan Aruch before, like that's what Rashi says, right? It's like a Shulchan Aruch. You have to the dinim have to be all clear. But it says the Gemara Dav Zayin from Asher Tosim Elu Klei Hadayonim D'Shaya Ben Sima. These are the Klei Hadayonim that we use to force the Balei Din to be Mekayim the Din. I mean, that's really what the pasuk is going on, to be Mekayim the Psak Din after the Psak is made. On Dav Zayin Amad Beis. Eila Mishpat Mashatas Mutem Elu Klei Hadayonim, says Rashi. What are the Klei Hadayonim? Sorry, says the Gemara. Makal Ritzua V'Shufar V'Sandala. A stick, a whip, the shofar to put someone in a cherem, and sandal for chalitza. That's not a Klei Hadayonim to force people, but the Ritzua for Malkus, the Makel for Makas Mardus. It's the impression you get from this pasuk is that the bezdin is able, the mumchim are able to force people. The bezdin is able to force people. From Lifneim we learn that the only kind of bezdin that's able to force people is mumchim. Okay? This is the second answer of Tosfos. Not that Elohim and Lifneim really are hainu hach, it's really the same thing. One is going on the other. Right? Lifneim is going on the Elohim. But rather they're two different things. One is talking about the Etz Madin, the other is talking about Kfir. Parenthetically, do you have any problem with this second shot? Yeah. Why need two things? Didn't we just say that we said it on the first day that dinim amunas b'shlosha, the whole chiddush of dinim amunas b'shlosha is that three mumchen can force balei din to come to a din Torah. So isn't it still hainu hach? The etzem adin requires mumchen and kfir requires mumchen, but it's mamish the zel bazach, right? Elohim means that you need three mumchen to force them to come to a din. Chorah. What do you think? That's the answer. So I saw some of the Svarim want to say something similar to this. I think maybe the answer is like this, that when we talk about forcing people to come to a Beis Din, look, the simple case is that the Beis Din that's judging is the Beis Din that's forcing. Right. The Bezdin that's judging, the Mumchim that are going to judge the Din Torah of Gzeilos v'Chavalos, are the ones that are forcing the Balei Din to come to them. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be like that. Let's say these Mumchim don't have time to judge the Din. Right? The Balei Din are here. Let's say the Balei Din are skipping town, but the Mumchim have to go somewhere. One of the Mumchim has to give a shmooze, and the other one has to give a shear, and the other one has to, I don't know, he has to go somewhere. Right? So they don't have time to judge the actual Din Torah. But they want to force the Balei Din to go to a Beis Din. So these Dayanim, these Mumchim can appoint their policemen. Right? They can appoint their policemen to force these Balei Din to go to a Beis Din. Which Beis Din? A Beis Din of Mumchim. The word Elohim tells me, which Beis Din do you go to? Which Beis Din can we force you to go to judge Gzeilos v'Chavolos? That's only a Beis Din of Mumchim. Now, how do we know that the ones who are actually called for you to come before the Beis Din of Mumchim also have to be Mumchim? How do we know that maybe the Toveya can't go to a Goyish court and get the Goyish court to force the Baldin to come to a Beis Din of Mumchim? Lifneim velo lifnei Akum. Lifneim velo lifnei Hediotos. You have to go to a Beis Din of Mumchim to force the Balei Din to be judged by Mumchim. Of course, if the very mumchim are forcing the Balei Din to come to the Din Torah are willing to judge the Din, then they'll be the ones who are going to judge the Din. But let's say they can't judge the Din for some reason. There's a separate pasuk that even the kfiyah to force them to be judged before a Beis Din of Mumchim, even that kfiyah has to be done with the auspices, right? It has to be done under the control of mumchim too. That also has to be done by mumchim. Okay, that's the second Gzeiros HaKos. Okay, this is Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, we now have an answer, the third kash. Milas Delas and Shlichos Nayim are two totally different things. why do I need two different psukim to teach me that Mumchim and Hester from Zelus v'Chavolos? We have Elohim, we have Lufneim. Either Hainim Hachas Tosa says in the first answer. Well, no, Elohim and Lufneim are teaching me different things. Elohim is the Etzem Adin. Lufneim is teaching me Mili de Isui, that you need Mumchim to actually force the Bali Din to come before Mumchim, to come before Bezna Mumchim to judge the Din Torah of Zelus v'Chavolos. Comes the Ran and says, no. I have a much simpler answer to this question. A much simpler answer to this third question. Why do I need Elohim and Lifnei? What does the Ran say? Let's all open up the Ran. There's the Ran. Be'aseret hanof and l'chol zeh. T'hach sugi l'hocha hi le'inyin hadin atzmo. M'kosher be'hedot osim lo. Asugya, Kadesh Latino Delsov Helava, that relates to the din itself, is a kosher behedyotis. Is a kosher behedyotis. The Hon after Me'er of Parshio Shubi Ikaradin, Shamra Torah, Adho Elohim Yavod Varshneim Shem Mumchin. Femena Mumchin Hadin Possel Midaraisa. Midaraisa, the din is possel. By Xelis Vachavolos, without Mumchin, Midaraisa, the din is possel. What does that mean? That means that if the Mumchin, let's say, forced them to come to Bezdin, to be judged in front of them, the din is possible in Atara. Right? Excuse me, if Hedyotos forced them to come to Bezdin to be judged in front of them, the din is possible in Atara. You need Mumchim. If they're not Mumchim, it's possible with the rice. Umishum the ilas delas itir chacham hadin afilu behedyotos, hefke bezdin hefke. Says the Ran, Chazal will matir Hedyotos regarding the etzem hadin. The din would have been possible if the hedyotos forced the bali din to come to be judged before them. It would be possible. Mishum nilas delas, Chazal said, hefke bezin hefke. They said hedyotos are kosher. If the Bali Din Makabel Hedyotos, there's no question that would work. But if the Hedyotos forced them to come to be judged before them, Minatora the Din would be possible. That's the Sugi in Sanhedrin. But also Sugi Shiva Perak HaMagareish says the Ran who Inyan Mitzvah Acheres. It's a totally different issue. Mamish Tzvei Dinim. A briskevort, the Ran says. The two Sugis have nothing to do with each other. They're talking about two different things. Our Sugi is talking about the Etzem Adin. And the sugya in Gittin is talking about something else. Sha'omra Torah sha'osu lovo lifnei hedyotos afal pisha kiblu aleihem balei adin esdina. There's an issa. Aside from the psul, there's an issa to go before hedyotos to be judged. Even if the balei din are makabel hedyotos on themselves. Kedera sha'osu lovo lifnei hakusim afal pisha kiblu aleihem balei adin esdina. Look, when the Bali Din go before the Bezdin Shalakum, they accepted to go before the Bezdin of the non-Jews. It doesn't matter. The fact that they're Makabel doesn't matter. It's still Asa to do. It's an Issa. As they round, just like it's Asa to go before the Bezdin of Goyim, it's Asa to go before the Bezdin of Hedyotos. For Gzelus v'Chavolos. Minat Torah for Hodos v'Alvos as well. There's an Issa. Even though the din is not going to work anyway. We just said Minat Torah, the din of Hedyotos is possible. Now you're going to tell me it's also to come before Hedyotos, even if the Makabel Aleihem. Look, the din is going to be possible anyway. Afilu achi kadesh lo yavo ba'arka oseim shu ilu yirasan o kadesh lo yishtam shu ha-Hedyotos b'kesra mumchin osra Torah shlo lovo lifnei ha-Hedyotos. A different halacha. Aside from the fact that the din is possible before Hedyotos, it's also to come before Hedyotos. Why? It's also for the Hedyotos litol keser hamumchim. It's a bizoyon for the Hedyotos to judge the din, to take the keser hamumchim. Psul be'etzem hadin, that's the first halacha. The second halacha is there's an iser little kisron shel mulchim. It's a bizarre. It's a bizarre to the mumchim if the hegeltos are going to judge the din. Dr. Ran, v'zeo she'loso shel Abaye l'Rav Yosef. That's what Abaye asked Rav Yosef. Koloma, she'avol b'shetiknu chacham she'yadin kosher be'ediotos. Even if the chachamim made the takana k'dei shlotin aldeos with a lovin, that there's no psul in the etzem adin. The din is kosher be'ediotos. That's enough for the etzem hadin. For the etzem hadin. To be machshir the etzem hadin. The ikar din d'araisa is that the din is posul behediotos. The takas hachamim k'desh lo tinol delos is that now it's kosher to be machshir the din. Okay, k'desh lo tinol delos b'fnei lovin, that's enough to be machshir. But adayin issa zeh b'mkoma omei. This it's still osur to go to these hediotos. Osur lito kisun shel mumchin. Ve'en koach b'chachamim levatel zeh ha'inyin v'hu lito kisun shel mumchim. The chacham don't have a koach just to be mevatel that issa. That's an issa d'araisa. What koach of the chacham do they have? The koach of the chachamim to be machshir the psul be'etzem adin, that I can understand. What's the koach then? Hefker bezen hefker, exactly. K'dei shel tinol delos, hefker bezen hefker tells me the chachamim can be machshir hediotos. But the issa lito kisun shel mumchim? That's like an Isser, I don't know, an Isser Malach on Shabbos. Chazal can be Mater an Isser Malach on Shabbos. What's going on over here? If it's an Isser, they're right. So what gives the Chacham the Koach to be Mater that Isser? The Chaynach of Bishahaya Yodea She Isser Yaget Mo'ol Mitakon HaSachamim Mikol Makom Lomalo Choshishu Al Isser Lefnei Belo Lefnei Hediotas. The Tiritz Lo, that's what Rav Yosef answered Abaye, the Shlichusayu Koav Dinan. We do the Shlichus of the Mumchim. V'heim she'nosnu koach vodun behediotos, heim atzman mochlu kvodun al zeh. They gave the koach, the chachamim gave the koach for the hediotos to be done. They were mochel, the kavod of the mumchim. U'b'shichusan osin masha osin ha'hediotos bebavel. They're doing b'shlichus of the mumchim. The hediotos are operating b'shlichus of the mumchim. The mumchim amochel their kavod, says the Ran. That's what's matter the issa. Avdin on shlichusayu. That's why it's not an issa for the mumchim to judge. It's not an issa for them to be note del kisran shel mumchim. It's not an issa of bizayon hamumchim, because the mumchim gave them rishus. This is not a real shlichus according to the Ran. It's just Natilas Rishos. So Ein Isser Behed Yodos. Not only is it Kosher Behed Yodos, there's no Isser to be Nidam Behed Yodos. According to the Ran, there are two different issues here that the Gemara is talking about. One is the Etzem Adin, is the Din Kosher Apostle if Hed Yodos are going to be done. The second is that it's also for the hediotos to be done anyway. Even if the Baal Yidin are makabel hediotos on themselves, if they're makabel, clearly there's no psul. Doesn't matter. It's still aser to be noto kisun shel mumchim. So the two gemaras are working with the two different points. Our gemara kadesh shlo tinol delos b'fei lovin, that's working with the psul. Chal based on hefker based on hefker, they'll say kadesh shlo tinol delos b'fei lovin, they'll be machshir hediotos to be done. But there's still an issa to be notal kisun shel mumchim. For that we need shlichusayu. Shlichusayu means that the mumchim gave rishus to the hediotos, and they can give rishus la'olam vo'ed. It's not a real shlichus. They're giving rishus to the hediotos to judge. They're giving rishus. Then the mishaleach and the shliach, the hediotos and the mumchim don't have to be living at the same time. They don't have to be living at the same time for that rishus to operate. And that answers Kasha number 3 too. Elohim tells me that you need mumchim to judge the din. Elohim teaches me that the din is possible in a Torah without mumchim, by hodos v'avos, by gzeos v'chavolos. But that psul Chazal can do away with based on hefker bez and hefker. Lifneim tells me that even if the makabel had yodos on themselves, it's still osur to go before the had yodos. It's a totally different Gzeras HaKasev, a totally different Pasuk, totally different Halacha. And the solution is totally different as well. The solution is not Kadesh Lotin and Delos Mechelov, and that's a din the Rabbanon based on Hefker Bez and Hefker. Here we need something Daraisa. Comes to Ran and says, Mechila. Right? Just like a Rav Shemochel Akvodo Kvodo Mochel, like the Gemara Kedushin says, you can be Mochel on your covet. The Mumchem are Mochel on their covet. If they're Mochel on their covet, there's no Issa Daraisa for the head Yodas to be done. So that's how it's going to be Mutter. The din is going to be kosher, and it's also going to be mutter. Question.
What does the Ran do with the Gemara that says that they're the litigant for Mikado Aluye?
The Gemara that Vav?
Yeah.
The Gemara that Vav is saying that if they were Mikabel, so then it's definitely going to be kosher. Right?
That shouldn't make a difference according to Ran. Whether they are
it's kosher, it might be also, but it's still kosher. The din is still going to be kosher, even if it's also.
The beginning said it's not a good din.
Sorry?
He said it's not a good din.
Donis Hadin, the Zikas Achayev. No, the din is a good thing.
The Ran says
that if it's only if they have a kabel, then it's also to do. But the Ran says it's not going to work.
The beginning with the Eino Klum Shibishneim Adin Eino Klum in a Torah.
Wait, what's the first one on the line?
Shibishneim.
Also, Sugi Shuparagam Agare Shu Inyan Mitzvah Chay Shomer Torah Shas Lovel Lefnei Adiel Tzav Vishikibu Alein Bali Adin Es Dinam. Even if kiblu aleim, I was interpreting the first part of the Ran to be saying that the din isn't klum if they forced them, if the hedyotos forced them. But if kiblu aleim, I figured the Gemara and Davov says that it's. I don't know. It's a very interesting question. What the Ran is assuming that if the hedyotos are done by Kabbalah, then the Torah doesn't work. Then I guess you'd have to say the Gemara and Davav is talking about a mumche, but the chiddush is it's only a single mumche. Rabbi Avo holds a shneim shadanu ein dinei amdin. So the rai is from the fact that donas hadin, even a single mumche's din is taka kosher. That's what you have to say. It's a big chiddush. Not the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Not the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Actually might relate to the Hemshech of our Gemara and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm going to get to it later. According to those shittas that say that Yochid is kosher, so then there's a discussion, is that Yochid Samuch or Yochid Hedyot? So it could taka be that Yochid is only kosher if he's a Samuch? I don't know. It's not the way that we've been learning until now, but that's a very good kasha. It's a good kasha. Okay, I'm not beholden to the kasha. The Ran's shot can be said over the way I'm saying. You happen to be correct. The Ran seems to be saying Minat Torah, the din of Hediotis is going to be puzzled, even if the Bali din on the Kabbal the din. But the Ran still needs both halachas, right? He says there are two halachas. First of all, Minat Torah the din is puzzled, and secondly, it's also to do. I need two solutions to each one of the problems. I need Kadesh Lotin Odelas to be Machshir the Din. I need Shlichusayu in order to make it Mutter. Yes, Ariel.
Why is it called Shlichusayu if it's really not Shlichusayu at all?
Because the Gemara has to call it something. So it basically means we're doing the Shlichus of the Mumchim. We're doing their job. We're doing their job. Rashi and Gittin says something similar to this. Some of you pointed this out yesterday. What does Rashi say? Shlichusayu ko avdinan, heim nostu lona rishus. They gave us rishus. Now, what does that mean? That's what shlichus means. It means if someone gives you rishus to do something in their stead, so it's like a shlichus. It's not a real shlichus because they're making who shluchim. They're saying in future generations, hedyotos are going to want to judge. But that's what it means. It means netilas rishus. Rashi says the same thing as the Ran. In fact, it could very well be that that's the Nesivus' pshat. Nesivus holds shlichusayu as a din daraisa. What does it mean? It's a din daraisa. Vushtet. What does it say in Chumash? The answer is Shlichus Ayin was not a real Shlichus. It means Netilas Rishos. Netilas Rishos from the Mumchim. The only difference between the Nesivus and the Ran is that the Ran says there are two separate points over here that we need two solutions for. The Ran says Kedei Sholotin Al Delos V'Thelovin and Shlichus Ayin are not working together. They're not working in tandem. They're separate points trying to solve different issues. One is solving a psul and a din, the other is solving an issa to be done. Siva says, no, they're working together. There's a din daraisa that it's also little kisun shal mumchim. And maybe that din daraisa that it's also little kisun shal mumchim, maybe that makes the din puzzle. So up to Nesivus, we have a concept called shlichosayu. We can be notal rishus from the mumchim. That removes the iser. Chazal instituted whenever there's a chashash of ne'ilas delah, yusar should apply. Once there's no iser, there's no psul. Right? It's not that they're separate things. The Siva says, no, it's one thing. The iser to be notal kisran shel mumchim is going to passel the din. So once it's mutter to be notal kisran shel mumchim, right, based on shlichosayah, then there is no psul to speak of. It's one thing. It's chod machta. The Ran says, no, it's two separate inyan, and there's a psul and there's an iser, and I need two separate solutions for each one of the problems. Yes, Naftali.
But didn't Rabbi mention in an earlier shir that by a shlichut, if someone made someone a shaliyah and then that person dies?
We're saying it's not a real shlichus over here, it's just an atilas rishus.
Can one argue to say that every single shlichut is like that? If I make someone my shlich, I'm giving him rishus to do.
No. A regular rishus, you're giving koach to someone else. If a baal wants to be megarish his wife, so only he has the ability to give the get. If he makes someone a shliach to give the get, then he's being moser koach to this individual and this individual alone. There is a halacha that shliach is a shliach, but that just means you're transferring the koach to the next person. It's not a general netilas rishus, nesinas rishus. Here, the mumchim are just giving rishus. And yotos in the future are able to be done. There's no limitation that only mumchim should be able to be done. John?
I guess it's sort of on the same point. I mean, how can a smilchim be mochel something if they're not alive? To be mochel?
No, they were mochel when they were alive. They were mochel when they were alive. So once those smuchim were mochel when they were alive, it works lo olam void. That's the chiddush of the Ran. Nesinas rishus of a mumcha allows hedyotos to be done lo olam void. Noah?
Going back to the question on from Gimel from Daf Avarav,
yeah.
Isn't the Ran saying that only in a place where smuchim are the ones that have to judge the case, in that case when hedyotos judge it, then the din is possible and it's nothing. But in a case where hedyotos have the rishus to start off, it doesn't have to go to...
Where do hedyotos have rishus to start off?
Well, anything that's not knasas, we said, or this is both
an olive. I thought hodos havos are the same as gazach havos matar. It's only kedusha lotino dalas v'elavin or mishem shlichus, right? The Torah, they're all the same, we said, according to Rabbi Avahu at least. So if they're all the same, so what's the Gemara and Avahu talking about? If all dinim amidus is the same, so then how can a hedyot judge? Hedyot, yachid hedyot, how can he judge? Yeah.
Is iser the Rav describing? Is that iser on the people to go to hedyotos, or the hedyotos to judge themselves? Rabbi seems to be saying both.
Well, what's the lashon of the Ran? You're right. It sounds like it's an iser on the Bali Din to go to the hedyotos, but it sounds like there's an iser on the hedyotos themselves. Also, lito kisran shel mumchim. There's an iser on the dayan. If he's not a mumchim, you can't take the kisran mumchim. I guess it's both. It takes two to tango, right? You need dayanim and you need Bali Din, so it's also for both of them. They're both being notal kisran shel mumchim because they're allowing this din to be judged behedyot and not be mumchim. Okay, we'll stop here.